people. Now, in a moment, I'm going to show you a picture on screen of one of my hobbies. Okay, and looking at one of my hobbies, I wonder if you can work out what the hobby is. Okay, if it's going to work, John, thank you. What do you reckon? That's what am I doing in that? Yep, hill walking, mountain climbing, that sort of thing. Yep, so there's some pictures when I looked lovely and younger. Back in the day, it's good, isn't it? Now, as you might expect, I need to prepare. Me, I need to be ready to do this stuff. Can anybody give me any ideas, any age, doesn't matter who you are, can you give me any ideas of the things you think I need to do to get ready to do that sort of thing? Go for it. I need a helmet. Can you see one in there? Yeah, got one. Well done. Boots. So I need equipment. Can we just leave that as equipment for now? Because we get that, sorry. Thank you. I need to be some training. As you can see, food made me the man I am. There is times when I need to do something to get a bit fitter. Yes. Anything else? I need the equipment. I need to be fit. Yes. Thank you. I didn't hear where that came from. Somewhere over there. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I need to plan my route. So I need to be fit, I need to have the right equipment, and I need to plan my route. And then, I don't know if any of you have done that sort of thing, John might have done, we enjoy it, don't we? It's great to enjoy God's world that he has made. Now, can I go back to equipment? What do you think I need to take with me then? Somebody said a helmet.
Compass.
Why might I need a compass?
Another way.
Yes. There's no point having a map if you can't then have a compass to point you in the right direction. Yes, and I have once, and I wasn't leading at this stage, I say that in advance, I did have one of those things where we came back to one place we'd started. There was snow on the ground, it was a whiteout, we couldn't see a lot, and at that point I said, should I get my compass out? And yes, we made it down in one piece. Yes, compass. You didn't need to know that, but I told you that. Yes. Anything else?
Drink.
Boots, yes.
Did you say
something?
A drink?
Yeah. Do you know, funny thing is, when you actually climb in some of these more mountainous areas, your body thinks it doesn't need to drink. You literally have to physically make yourself drink, otherwise you get, that's one form of altitude sickness, is that you're not drinking. Yes. The right clothes, yes. You're warm, wrapped up well today, Tony. Good one. Yeah.
Ropes,
yes. Can I tell you a story with a rope? You know, it's important that we have the right equipment and we know how to use it and we're prepared because the inevitable happens. I was climbing once with my uncle. He's the one in blue in the middle. Then I'm the one on two to his left, and a mate to his right is John. So the three of us going climbing, we're in the Lake District. We were just going to practice before we went off to the Swiss Alps, actually. So we were roped up together. We weren't doing a particularly hard climb. We were just practicing using the rope together. Well, my uncle was in front. I was number two. John was behind me. He was filming, as you do, you know, YouTube. Anyway, my uncle went to put what's called a friend into a rock. Some of you may know it. It's a very special piece of kit. He gave it a tug and lost his footing and off he went. Thankfully, and John recorded this, I had just beforehand looped the rope over a rock. So we didn't go very far, but he certainly went off. He is now left standing upside down, feet in the air, thinking I'm going to follow him. Thankfully, I didn't. But I can assure you, that moment was a time where, you know, that gets the heart rate running. And it actually took us about an hour to then get him the right way up, sort out the rope, and then get him down, and then we went home. And as we walked into the place where we were staying, they said, has something happened? There was something about us as we walked in, a bit sheepish and a bit quiet, they realised that something had gone on. So having the right equipment is very important. And not only having the right equipment, but knowing how to use it is also important. We prepare, and then if something happens, we are ready. Do you know, some of you are already thinking, I know where you're going to go with this today, Mark. You know, you're so predictable, aren't you? You know, you've got all your equipment, you want to be ready, we've got to be prepared. What are we preparing for? We're preparing to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. I know where you're going. Well, yes, but maybe you don't. Because this is where Christianity is unique, isn't it? Different to all other philosophies, all other religions that say it's about what you do. As long as I do enough, then I'm okay. That's not what the Bible teaches us, does it? It's all about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. What he has done to prepare us for eternal life, preparing to meet our Maker and the amazing things that he does. Listen to this, what Jesus said before, while he was walking here on earth, as to how he prepares us. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. You know the way to where I am going." And if we can hold that, trust that, it can be an amazing comfort, because we never know whether we do enough, do we? But it's not about what we do. Christ is the one who not only prepares a place for us, but for those who know and love him, he comes and it's guaranteed delivery to our eternal home. Now, any of our younger ones here love playing in the gardens. Anyone like playing outside? No, I'm sure there's more of you that enjoy playing outside than just me. And at the moment, it's great, isn't it, outside at the moment. It might be a bit cold, but the best thing about being wet is that you can make some proper mud pies, can't you? Has anybody got a mud... Have you come across mud kitchens? People have mud kitchens in their gardens, don't they? Or at schools or wherever. Do you know? Now, grown-ups, imagine this scene. So you've just spent an hour tidying up your house and kitchen. You know where I'm going to go with this one. While they're outside... Or the young at heart are outside making beautiful mud pies, mud puddings, you know, and they bustle in, don't they? They're all full of fun, full of laughter. They come to your door. What are you going to shout? Yeah. Stop! Pray you're not coming in here like that. You know, and you make them take off their shoes. You probably make help them put some clean clothes on. And when once they are clean, they can then come into your manicured house. Well, there is the picture, isn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ not only prepares a place for us in the beauty of his holiness and the presence of the Father, a place that is spotless and brilliant, he not only brings us to that place, but there's a problem, because as we are, we're not as pure as God. God is just perfectly holy, and we are not. But the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't just say, stop! He cleanses us, doesn't he? Makes us clean, that we can then come into the presence of his perfect house. Isn't that amazing? It's the Lord Jesus Christ has done the work to prepare us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness, takes us to be in his home, his beautiful house that he has prepared for us. Jesus prepares a place for us, he takes us to be there, and he cleanses us so that we may be right before him. Now, I wonder, though, that is all in the future. What has God got for us to do now? So that's what God is preparing for us. But what about now? We're still here on earth. And Trish has already given us a clue. Now, can anybody remember some of the equipment that I need to take when I am climbing? Because I've brought it here with me. Now, sometimes I dress people up, but I don't know whether I'm going to do that today. I think I might try that another time. Let me create some space. And forgive me if I break something in advance. Thanks, Trish. Now, John, can you bring up, I think, the next slide? There you go. Oh, there we go. There's a picture of me. That is climbing up a mountain called the Monk. Anybody heard of Eiger Monk and Jungfrau? Yep, so that is climbing up the Monk. And from the Monk, you can look down. See, some of the pictures before were climbing up the west flank of the Eiger. This one is the Monk. And when you stand on the Monk, you can look down on the Eiger. It's quite a fantastic view from there. Right, let me bring some bits out of here. So I'm going to use my equipment, similar to what Trish did, to help us remember about the armour of God. Let's see what I can find in here. What's the first one? Although, no, that is the first one. Anybody know what this might be? Some carabiners in here. Oh, there's a rope. Now this is what I want. It's a harness. Yeah, fantastic. This is a particular one for mountaineering. Yeah, it's a harness. Now, what does a harness do? Holds me, yep, so I could put it on. What else goes on the harness, do you know? Let's not put that on. It does fit, before you were thinking otherwise. God. I haven't been here that long and you're already insulting me. It's the part of the family, isn't it? Yes. It's great for holding all my kit, whether it is the carabiners, whether it is my normally it's a bigger rope than this, but I couldn't get the big one in here. So a harness is great for all my tools and equipment. Can we have the next slide, please, John? Of course, this reminds us, of course, of the belt of truth. The belt of truth. The Bible is full of truth. So I can't find a physical one. I've got a digital one. It is full of truth, isn't it? Something that we need to learn, something that we need to read, something that we need to fill our lives, massage into every aspect of our being. And the Bible then equips us. My harness holds all the tools I need to when I go climbing. The Bible has within it all the tools we need for Christ's living. So that's learn the Bible, read the Bible, be using it so that we may live our lives for God. We may know the truth. Now, next one. Next slide, I think, please, John. Right. I haven't got a breastplate. I mean, Trish made a lovely one for us, didn't she? Now, what is this? It's my coat. Now, what's the purpose of a coat? So Tony mentioned clothes. What's the purpose of a coat?
Keep me dry.
Yeah, keep me dry. Somebody else kept me warm. I generally keep the wind out and that sort of stuff. And also, I'm very good at getting muddy. It really does. You should see some of my equipment after I've been out for a day. It is plastered. You know, rocks are dirty, and I like rolling in the mud. So coats. The coat reminds us, of course, the breastplate of righteousness. They keep me warm, they keep me dry, and keep me clean. Stand firm, said Ephesians, with the breastplate of righteousness. Now, that righteousness means right living. So, if the harness reminds us that we are to know the truth, the breastplate is about how do we use our determination to live out the truth. We are to live out the Bible. It's no good just stuffing our heads full of the Bible. You know, there are people who can recite the entire Bible. That's amazing, isn't it? But if that's all you can do with it, what use is it to you? You know, the point is the breastplate of righteousness reminds us about right living, living out the truth that God has given us. Right, the next one. Next slide, please, John. Ah, there you go. So who's got the biggest boot? Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. What does that enable me to do? Any ideas?
Grip.
What were you going to say, Nate? Yeah. These are crampons. I normally have them covered, but I wanted you to show them. Yeah. These will help me walk in any condition, really, whether it's muddy or whether it's slopes or whether... These could do proper ice climbing. They're not quite the shape you need for a full face. But yeah, and they weigh quite a lot. They're big, isn't it? They keep my feet secure. They hold me where I need to go. They help me go wherever I need to go. And they have been very useful. Oh, I have to spell something else. For someone who mentioned it earlier. Everybody keeps a compass in your boot, don't you? So I don't only can get where I need to going, I know where I need to go. And what does a boot help us remind you? Of course, Ephesians said, stand firm with, and of course, these things really do help you stand firm. You're not going to slip in muddy conditions with those things. I'm going to punch or something. Stand firm with your feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We are to know the truth, we are to live the truth, and we are to stand firm in the truth. And that truth is the good news of Jesus, how Jesus has made us a way in which we can be right with him and go to that lovely place that he is preparing for us. And peace with God means whatever we have, whatever happens in life, we can be assured that God is with us and help us through. We can trust him. He is trustworthy. We can rely on him. He is a good person to know. Which, of course, in turn gives us hope. Sure and certain hope. So we have to know the truth, live out the truth, and stand firm in the truth. Another one. Find it. Oh, there it is. Any ideas what these might be? I don't normally wear ones quite this bright. I couldn't find the other ones. But yeah, what are these for?
Protect your eyes.
Protect my eyes. How do they protect my eyes? They protect my eyes from several things. The sun, did I hear? Yep. Snow, yeah. I tell you, when you were high up, when it's really windy, like, you know, like on Friday, you know, we all enjoyed the wind then, didn't we? It whips up the snow, and that doesn't half hurt. And you can actually get snow blindness, not only because it's bright, but because it just gets stuck. It sticks your eyes together. So these are a pair of goggles that protects my head. Ephesians said, well done, he's ahead of me. It is the next one. I might go now. No. Yes. You are right. You're on the correct and I'm not. Sorry. Yes. It says, take up the shield of faith. Thank you. Which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the devil. Do you know, Satan really doesn't like the Lord Jesus Christ and God, and he loves to upset us. He likes us to get angry against God. He likes us to not like God or hate God even. And he even loves us to do things that make God sad. That shield of faith is a way in which we know the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we know the truth, as we live out the truth, stand firm in the truth, we are then protected and can use the truth to defend us, ourselves, against what Satan would have us do. So when we fully trust in God, he helps us to live the way he wants us to, as like a shield of faith. Next one. Thanks, John. It's obvious what that is. What is this? Yep. And what is it? What's its purpose? Yeah, and there's quite a few scratches on there over time. Yeah, it does protect my head. And Ephesians says, take up the helmet of salvation. You know, that helmet also thought of is a way in which we protect ourselves. Remember our thoughts and our minds? We've looked at that quite a bit as we've been going through Ephesians. And as we know the truth, as we stand firm in the truth, as we live out the truth, we can defend against the truth, but it protects us too. Protects our minds, protects our hearts against things that will make us go the wrong way. One last thing. Does anybody know what one of these is? If I can untangle it. Yeah. This is actually a walking axe. I do believe it's the one in that shot. You could see it. What do I use one of these for? And not hurting people. I saw there's a glint in some eyes there. I could use that with my brother. What do I use it for? How does it work? Does anybody know? Well done. Because you're quite surprising when you're climbing something like that. You will do it in your normal shoes and feet. You won't get anywhere. Yes, it helps me balance. It helps me climb. On vertical ice, you might have seen it done. You normally use two of these, or you would use two of these. And you can climb anything. And thankfully, this has never been used to save me because I've not fallen. But you can use these to what's called arrest yourself. So if you fall over and you're going down an ice slope, you see it in all the films. Well, those of you who watch films, you know it's going to happen. They're always going to fall off. You use one of these to then arrest your fall. And I've only ever practiced it. I've never actually had it. But an ice axe. Now, Ephesians says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Bible is God's word. And like a sword, when we know it, when we've massaged it into our Bible, into our minds, it not only protects us, it not only defends us, but we can then fight with it. You know, use the word of the Lord Jesus Christ did it himself. When Satan came along to tempt him, Satan said, do this. And God said, have you not read? And Jesus used God's word to defend against what Satan was doing to him. So there's a number of things we can do. All this equipment, Trish has given us one set, I've given you another set. We've had more from God's word. Reminds us that when we know the truth, live by the truth, stand firm in the truth, we can then defend against it with the truth. We can also fight using the truth. So great is our God. He prepares us for our lives. Now, this is one of the hobbies. I haven't done it so much lately, but I used to enjoy going mountaineering and climbing. And I needed to be prepared. I needed the right equipment, and I can assure you, having the right equipment and knowing how to use it comes in handy when things don't always go the way you want. The Lord Jesus Christ goes to prepare us a place, a house, a beautiful place in his Father's house. But he not only goes to prepare it, he also ensures that we get there by cleansing us and making us right before the Lord. But he also then gives us the tools that we need now to live a life worthy of him. So may we know the truth, live by the truth, stand firm in the truth, be protected by the truth, and defend and fight with the truth. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that after giving all these ways in which we can be protected in this life, your armour, we thank you that your word then carries on to say we do all these in prayer. And Father, we thank you that there is the amazing gift of prayer. We can not only just know about you through what we read, experience you through your work of your Spirit in our lives, but also then pray to you, have that conversation, that relationship, that real and living, tangible aspect of what it means to know you. So Father, we thank you that you have given us all that we need to live a life worthy of you on this earth. Help us to use your armor that we may honor you. In your name, amen.